Blog Talk Radio.
Have you been told that you cannot be a priest because you're a woman, married, divorced, or belong to the LGBT community? Have you always felt a deep calling from God to serve His people as one of His priests, but doors are slammed on you because you do not fit the right profile? If you have experienced these unnecessary roadblocks, then I invite you to take some time and go to the United States Old Catholic Church's website at www.usocc.org. We are a sacramental faith community that welcomes everyone, and we embrace diversity. We have valid apostolic authority, and we proudly support women ordinations and ordinations of those who are married, divorced, or with the LGBT community. You have prayed diligently about your calling to the priesthood, and now God is answering. Email us today at usoccvocations@gmail.com, and let's begin your journey together.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Kindness as the flood, when the prince
and hear my prayer.
Have mercy, Lord, and hear my prayer.
When I call, answer me, O God of justice. From anguish you released me. Have mercy and hear me.
O men, how long will your hearts be closed? Will you love what is futile and seek what is false?
It is the Lord who grants favors to those whom he loves. The Lord hears me whenever I call him.
Fear him. Do not sin. Ponder on your bed and be still. Make justice your sacrifice and trust in the Lord.
What can bring us happiness, many say? Let the light of your face shine on us, O Lord.
You have put into my heart a greater joy than they have from abundance of corn and new wine.
I will lie down in peace, and sleep comes at once. For you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Have mercy, Lord, and hear my prayer. In the silent hours of night, bless the Lord.
In the silent hours of night, bless the Lord.
O come, bless the Lord, all you who serve the Lord, who stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God.
Lift up your hands to the holy place, and bless the Lord through the night.
May the Lord bless you from Zion, he who made both heaven and earth. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
In the silent hours of night, bless the Lord.
A reading from the book of Deuteronomy. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God. The Lord alone. Therefore, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. Take to heart these words which I enjoin on you today. Drill them into your children. Speak of them at home and abroad, whether you are busy or at rest. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit.
Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit.
You have redeemed us, Lord God of truth.
I commend my spirit.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit.
Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace.
Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people, Israel.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace.
Let us pray. We pray first of all for the church, for the holy people of God, that we may come ever closer to our Lord and Savior, that we may go forth to meet him as he comes forth to meet us. We pray for the sick and the suffering. We pray in a special way for the repose of the soul of Father Philip Gerbach of the Unified Old Catholic Church, with which the United States Old Catholic Church is in communion. We pray for the repose of his soul, that he will be welcomed into our Father's heavenly kingdom, that he will hear the words that we all long to hear, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Come now and receive the reward prepared for you." And Sister Mary Elizabeth, do you have any other prayer intentions would you like to offer?
Let us pray for all the animals that are abused and neglected. And let us also pray for all of our seminarians and clergy at the United States Old Catholic Church. May God continue to give us strength to minister to all who hear the positive message of Christ. Tim would like to continue to pray for his mother, who is fighting serious breathing difficulties. We would like to pray for Dustin, spouse of Father, Bishop David Price, who's still battling cancer, that he remains strong and keeping the faith. Continue to pray for the homeless. They may certainly find warmth and shelter as we suffer these cold nights. Pray for all children and their parents and guardians. They may follow the path of light. We continue to pray for the sick and dying, that Christ's eternal fire and his light burn brightly within them, that they may be ready to meet Jesus.
Good and gracious God, hear the prayers of your family gathered before you. Grant us your mercy and your forgiveness. Show us your protection. And for these and all the requests which we hold in the privacy of our hearts, the church will ever humbly yet confidently pray. Let us pray. Lord, be with us throughout this night. When day comes, may we rise from sleep to rejoice in the resurrection of your Christ, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
May the all-powerful Lord grant us a restful night and a peaceful death.
Amen.
Amen.
Have you been told that you cannot be a priest because you are a woman, married, divorced, or belong to the LGBT community? Have you always felt a deep calling from God to serve His people as one of His priests, but doors are slammed on you because you do not fit the right profile? If you have experienced these unnecessary roadblocks, then I invite you to take some time and go to the United States Old Catholic Church's website at www.usocc.org. We are a sacramental faith community that welcomes everyone, and we embrace diversity. We have valid apostolic authority, and we proudly support women ordinations and ordinations of those who are married, divorced, or with the LGBT community. You have prayed diligently about your calling to the priesthood, and now God is answering. Email us today at usoccvocations@gmail.com, and let's begin your journey together.